With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The head of the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation is retiring at the end of this year. The nonprofit provides support for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and communities in Vilas County. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Kathy Schmitz has served as executive director of the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation for 6 years. She's overseen the expansion of broadband in the county from 5% coverage in 2020 to 86% now, assisted small businesses with recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and the drought winter of 23-24, grew programs in the county to support entrepreneurs, small businesses, and women in business, and worked with towns to secure state funding for major redevelopment projects.
So to focus on small business and to be able to be a part of all those success stories, bring in millions of dollars and just help hundreds and hundreds of businesses in Vilas County and work with such strong partners throughout this state. And to have people come back to us and say, Kathy, how are you guys doing this? To me, that's such a compliment because it's been a team effort. And I have absolutely treasured working alongside these people. It truly has been the highlight of my career.
Schmitz announced she'll be retiring at the end of this year to spend more time traveling with her husband. Nicolet College President Kate Farrell is the VCEDC board chair.
She has just, I think maximized her own natural talents, like she talked about with marketing and public relations, and really, I think, accelerated and used social media and, electronic sort of communication and technology to really jettison the organization forward, just light years.
Farrell says they're hoping to have some overlap with the new person coming on before Schmitz leaves. She says they'll be looking for someone that can keep the momentum that Schmitz has built up moving forward. The VCEDC will begin searching for its next executive director with the job posting next week. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Work on U.S. 51 in downtown Minocqua will start back up after Labor Day. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation started work on Highway 51 between Front Street and the Minocqua Bridge this past spring. Work paused during the peak tourism season. It's set to resume September 8th before temporarily shutting down again for Beef-O-Rama at the end of the month. During construction, there will be single-lane closures throughout downtown Minocqua. The project is anticipated to wrap up October 20th. That schedule is dependent on the weather and construction progress. Wisconsin farmers are feeling the impacts of tariffs and higher costs. That includes Sioux Farms of Wausau. Will Sue is president of Sioux Ginseng Enterprises.
Since 2018, we've had a tariff on our export product, which is Wisconsin-grown American ginseng. The current tariff on it is roughly about 33%.
Ginseng farmers say the tariffs make the financial mountain much harder to climb among an avalanche of other costs.
Cost of the supplies and the materials that we need to grow ginseng continue to increase. And then you add other domestic costs, fuel, labor, all of those costs are going up.
New tariffs are going into effect for Canada, but already existing tariffs impacting trade with China have a particular impact on Wisconsin ginseng. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The candidates for Wisconsin governor have agreed to meet for a debate. WISN Television in Milwaukee says it will host the only confirmed debate between Democrat David Crowley and Republican Tom Tiffany. The debate is scheduled for October 21st at 7 p.m. at Marquette University Law School. There will be no in-person audience for the debate, but it will be broadcast widely across Wisconsin. Crowley is the Milwaukee County Executive and narrowly advanced in a crowded and chaotic Democratic primary. Tiffany is currently Wisconsin's 7th District Congressman and advanced with only slight opposition in the Republican primary. Those who want to make a splash in Rhinelander have only a couple of weeks left to do it. Rhinelander City Government has announced the Hodag Park Splash Pad will shut down for the season on September 14th. Some work is also coming up at Pioneer Park, which will impact the fun there. On September 8th, the Pioneer Park Playground will begin to be dismantled and will not be usable. That's to prepare for new playground equipment to be installed. The city says the old equipment will be recycled and will not be sold or given away. Playgrounds at Hodag Park and Soroka Park will still be available. Healthcare affordability is a growing concern for Wisconsinites, with tens of thousands already without coverage. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Research from Protect Our Care shows nearly 20,000 Wisconsinites have lost their Medicaid or CHIP coverage since the One Big Beautiful Bill Act was passed last summer. Another 45,000 dropped Marketplace coverage after their premiums skyrocketed. State Representative Tara Johnson says Wisconsin is looking at ways to fill in gaps left by federal measures, including expanding BadgerCare income requirements.
So double the poverty level, and somewhere between 55,000 to 75,000 additional Wisconsinites would qualify for BadgerCare.
The proposal could also create a state-run marketplace for small businesses and employee groups. State Democrats introduced the BadgerCare public option bill in March, but the legislation failed to advance. Lawmakers are looking to reintroduce it during the 2027 legislative session. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.